Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to invite myself.
Okay, well, it looks like we are live now on Word of Mom Radio. I'm hoping that this is recording well. And now we've got an echo happening, so don't call in on your phone. Hang up.
Okay, I'm hanging up. I wanted this to show up on my personal page, too, but maybe that's not going to happen right away, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? We're trying to figure out the best way to do this. And what's happening here, as I said, we're celebrating our sixth year on Word of Mom Radio, and I didn't get to do our show intro, so here it goes. I can bring home the bacon right up in a pan. And never let you forget who I am, because I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, because I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. And as I said, we're kicking off our sixth year, celebrating the fact that we are sharing mompreneurs and women in business who are building their businesses at home and breaking those myths that we just dabble in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy women who are building the bridges between owning a business and creating a business and building a business and raising a family and making all of it work, whether you're the mom, the grandmama, the cool aunt, and everything else. Kids factor into so much of what is going on in our lives, and it's so exciting for me to have Word of Mom in its sixth year of empowering women. And I'm so excited because this month what we're doing is we're catching up with our show hosts that we had. You'll get to hear from Janice Clark, who hosted Social Media Help Not Hype for 3 years, and I'm really hoping we can ring her back in. Sina Block is joining us with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And who knows, maybe we can get her to do a special show every once in a while.
I need Sina myself. I need some Sina in my life.
We all need Sina in our life. You know, she's pretty awesome. Kaz Winters is coming back, who is our sneaky mom. You know Kaz, and, you know, her feeling always was that kids learn best when they think they are playing. And that's what made her the sneaky mom. We're going to share some of our fabulous sponsors. Hope Whistle's going to be back. Lene Sullivan is here. Donna Cravata's coming. So many. Leslie Josel. We're taping segments because what we're looking to do, and we don't have Dawn Taylor here, and we're going to do a shout out to her, is that we're going to be doing some tweet chatting as it goes along. So a lot of things are changing because you've been on this journey with me with not only Word of Mom Radio, but with Safety Bags and StadiumBags.com. And so much has gone on that I actually had to make the decision whether I was going to move forward with Word of Mom Radio or just say, hey, you know what, we did 5 great years and it's time to move on. And everything happens for a reason. And Tracy and I reconnected, and she's becoming such a huge integral part of what is going on. And I just have to tell you that way, way back many centuries ago, I actually babysat for her. She and her little sister, you know. And it's amazing because the difference between, you know, 11 and 18 is a huge difference. You hit the 50s. It's not really, there's no difference
we're just,
here.
We're just friends now.
You know? But it's really fun. And the most fun for me is that she's somebody who remembers my mom.
Yeah.
You know, and so I get to have someone else in my life that I get to share those memories with, you know. And I want Tracy to share a little bit about what she's bringing to Word of Mom Radio, not only as a host and a producer and everything else, but the Healthy Habits Corner that's going to happen.
Yes, I was so excited when Dory and I reconnected, and when she first started talking to me about the radio show, I thought she was just going to occasionally bring me in as a guest. And when I realized she wanted me to co-host, I was so honored and excited, and even more so once I started to meet some of the amazing women she's been talking about, just these strong, powerful women. I like to consider myself a mompreneur, too, even though I haven't actually given birth to any children, but I have a bunch of really special children in my life that are the main reason that I do what I do. And right before Dory and I reconnected, I had made the decision to quit a full-time job that I had producing a Halloween event. I actually had a 40-hour-a-week, all-year job putting together a huge multi-location Halloween event. And so I have a lot of experience in production, and I've done a lot of theater, sometimes as a volunteer, sometimes getting paid. I'm an actress, a singer. But I recently also got involved in health coaching, which was, to be perfectly honest, to start with a plan that I've been on, so I knew it was successful, but not sure how I would do as a coach, and then found that it's very similar to me to directing theater or teaching kids in theater, mm-hmm. in that it's just reaching out to people, finding out what they need, what their goals are, and then helping them get there. And that's all health coaching really is too, so it turns out I'm pretty good at it. And I've learned a lot in the last few years, to be perfectly honest. If I had managed to hook into my personal page, I have some of my before and after pictures up there, and I wasn't a very healthy person 4 or 5 years ago. And I worked really hard at getting there, and I've had my own ups and downs like everybody else. You know, nobody's ever perfect. And that's part of what to learn. Like, health is just a choice. It's just stopping and thinking and figuring out, you know, do I want this donut? Do I want this slice of pizza? And in thinking about it and understanding the consequences of either a yes or a no, if the answer is yes, then you have it. And then you do some extra working out or whatever to make up for it, or not, and you gain some weight, and then you figure out what you have to do about that. And so that's been really cool. And then in deciding to do that, I've found all sorts of new creative things to do, working with Dory, which is just amazing. And puts a lot of my different skills to use. And I'm teaching music and theater again and directing some shows. And there'll be all sorts of more stuff about that. But that's the basic intro to me.
And you know what? It's so much fun because, as I said, I really had this decision to make. And not working with the women that I get to share on Word of Mom Radio would be really difficult for me. But I have to be realistic that things are happening in my business with safety bags and stadiumbags.com that I knew I wouldn't be able to do this alone and just be bringing in the hosts and things like that. Even just the back end, I used to joke all the time with Janice and all of the other wonderful hosts that we had. I was Roz. I was Roz in the back room, you know, and who they could bounce things off of. And now I have a new Roz. And I'm so happy because it means when I'm on the road and traveling, I get to have Roz too.
Yeah.
So it's so exciting. And I just love that we're going to be sharing these little healthy habit corners of different choices that you can make and things like that, and bringing Tracy in and using that expertise and actually even bringing in some other people that are doing health coaching, motivation, all of the things that help you develop healthy habits. And, you know, and that'll be Tracy's little baby happening over here, you know, doing all of this. But I have to tell you, for those of you who have been with me on this journey, we're actually in my office. I opened an office for Safety Bags last year in February. It's been a year. And so this is our first broadcast from Word of Mom Radio in my office. And it's an amazing thing because all of you know, I shared as a mompreneur, the most important thing to do, I don't care if your office is your kitchen table, is get up, get dressed like you are going to the office. The only difference is you're putting on slippers instead of shoes. And that's my only difference now. I dress the same way, I do exactly the same thing, but now I put my shoes on and I drive 6 miles to my office. And it's a trip. It really is. It's so amazing because the mompreneur side of me, my kids are grown and gone. I get to be a grandma-preneur in a little while, which I'm awesome. I'm so excited about being a grandmama. That's when my kid's going to turn 30, though, in April. Really? I know some of you can totally relate to. I don't know how this happened because I'm 17 in my soul, so I cannot even begin to fathom the fact that I'm going to have a 30-year-old child. But, you know, I'll figure I'll grow up someday. And that's what's so exciting. And this is the wonderful thing about how entrepreneurs and businesswomen evolve, how their passions grow, how we don't lose sight of our commitment to our product, the people that we share it with, the people who we are lucky enough to share their dreams, their products. I'm really excited. Today, earlier, I actually taped an interview with Daniel Roebuck. And tonight, Tracy and I are we're going over on the red carpet tonight in Waterbury for the Connecticut premiere of a movie called Getting Grace. And it's actually kind of a humorous look at a cancer diagnosis and the protagonist, Grace, who is dying and is teaching people about life as she is losing hers. And I'm really excited to not only to have us going to this premiere tonight, but March 12th, we are going to be starting a Movie Monday. So we do Music Mondays, now we're going to have Movie Monday too, and some of these great indie artists that we are meeting along the journey. And the following Monday, I'm actually going to be sharing Raphael Gordon. I will be on the 18th in Manhattan at his, you know, sneak preview premiere of 123, which I'm so excited about. And just love how all of this stuff is evolving and things are changing and how Word of Mom just continues to grow with the times and with everything going on. And I'm so glad that we are now doing our first Facebook Live with this, you know, which is just really fun. I don't know how often we'll do it with the show because a lot of the show is already pre-recorded. But you know what? It's fun even if we start doing them leading up to the great guests or to recap what happened on the show, because for all of you out there, this is another great marketing tool to share what you're doing and get everybody involved. You know, so
it's so fun to see how many of your friends will just tune in when they know that you're live. It's so cool.
Yeah. You know, and so this is our first one, and we're kind of getting ready to wind up on the air because we were just doing a quick 15-minute, just happy anniversary to Word of Mom Radio. I should be popping corks or something. Serious, 6 years.
6 years.
It just is. It's flown by. It really, really has. And I'm so lucky and so blessed with all of the amazing women who have taken this journey with us and watching their companies grow. Can't wait to do the catch-up episodes so everybody can see all of the different things and how everybody's businesses are thriving, evolving, and growing and changing with the times, which is what every business has to do to survive. So you can reach out to us. Our website is wordofmomradio.com. You can email me. It's Dori, D-O-R-I, at wordofmomradio.com. Tracy, you can do it's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, dot W-O-M-radio at gmail.com. That way you can find out information, how you can share who you are on the show. We're always looking for new sponsors and new people to share along with us on the journey. And I just want to thank you. I'm so excited that I just did my first live.
And I just did my first radio show. Woohoo!
I know. See? Again, we should be popping corks. You know, I'm serious. I should have had some of those noisemakers that you use for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
You know, it really would have. There we go. We made our own. Because you know how women are. We start with why. If it's not there, we'll find a way to make it on our own anyway. So, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in live with us here on Facebook. And we'll see you on the air. We'll be sharing shows all week long. And until then, I'm Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much and go out and create a marvelous you.
Thanks,
you can say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'll come up with a cute little tag, too, eventually.